Everybody make weight?
Yeah, everyone looks good. A lot of energy you saw out there, guys trying to burn off the calories. I thought it was good. We had a good week. Injury-wise, Stevens, a little bit questionable.
Yeah.
Practice looks pretty good. Questionable there. McCarthy's fine, probable. He did good all week. He shouldn't be a problem. Britt's no problem. Obviously, Jake's no problem. They're all probable. They're all probables.
How about Adigi?
Questionable.
Afalava?
Doubtful.
Harper?
Questionable.
Hawkins?
Questionable.
Stingley?
He's questionable. It is just because they have been to this point, I should say, passing much more than running like they used to. We played them last year in the opener, obviously. It was all about stopping the run, knowing that they were going to run it quite a few times. So their mentality's changed a little bit there, but it's not to say that they won't run if they think it's working, if it's successful. So, but they have changed their look a little bit. I mean, they got different coaches. I mean, especially on the offensive side, defense has stayed pretty much the same for the most part, but the offensive side is a different philosophy for sure. More like Atlanta. You know, we played the Falcons last year with Mularkey, so it's more along that line. So you will see.
How they've been received, other than Blackman, Shorts kind of stepped up in the receiving game and making.
Yeah, up until last week, it was Shorts. I mean, I think he was the guy that had 5 touchdowns or so and been making the plays. You know, the big play against in the win against Indy, the 80-yarder, I think it was. And Blackman really hadn't had a chance to have a lot of huge days. You know, obviously the other day he had a monster day, and that's what he's capable of. I think that's everyone thought. So I think the opportunities are there. I'm sure his confidence is high, along with the quarterback and their team in general. So and again, they're highly motivated. They want a division team, you know, playing at home, all that stuff. So we know it's going to be a big game, and we're going to do a great job on both those receivers.
Mercedes Lewis, I guess, still kind of.
He's a guy. He's like our guy. I mean, big old target that can make plays, and Mitz had a nice catch last week, and he's another guy again that we know him. We've been around him enough to know the plays he can make, and so it'll be a challenge there. I mean, they have confidence there. They didn't get the win last week, but obviously they're very happy how they played, and now they want to parlay that into a win, and we know how bad we need this win, so it's going to be a heck of a football game for us.
See Leroy just walking through there. Has he officially had a procedure?
He's
come back.
Yeah, he had his surgery at least a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. And so, obviously injury reserve, you know, doing his rehab. And like I said before, that list is way too big. But at least a lot of these guys will be healthy when the offseason starts. Not his case, but other guys.
What did he end up having? I mean, do you know what the...
Yeah, I don't know all the details of what they did. I mean, he's... And that's another one. That's all that 6 to 9 month thing is pretty much what you're usually told. And it's just a matter of seeing how the first so many months go, then you get a better feel for where he's at. And the linemen are different. I think linemen, I remember Jacob Bell came back. You know, that's one of our linemen that had one, came back pretty quickly and ended up starting in the Pittsburgh game after hurting his in, just, I think, late December. So I guess it just depends on what, you know, how well you rehab and how quickly he comes back. And playing offensive line, you could probably get back a little sooner maybe than some other spots. You know, I don't think these guys, I mean, you bring that up to them, but that doesn't mean, you know, we lost down there last year. That's all we remember about Jacksonville and the fact that they haven't played as well as they'd like, just like we've gotten blown out of our place. So we know the feeling. So, no, I think it's just the fact that these games are all, you know, division games. We haven't won one. We just got to get 2 in a row and see if we can continue and build on our confidence. So, that's the last thing on their mind is that they know it's going to still be. They similar to be like Miami. There'll be a decent, solid crowd, and if they play well and it's a great game, it'll be very loud. So we're preparing for that.
What did you think about? Did you see the Texans game yesterday and Schwartz threw the flag and then he wasn't able to challenge? I mean, that'll rule. I guess you're aware of yourself, and is that unfortunate that.
I'm aware of the rule for the 15, for not throwing the flag. I mean, I think he just, I don't know, I didn't see what Jimmy's response was or what happened, or I didn't see the play live. And just the fact that he threw a flag on a scoring play, he knows that was a mistake, and we all know that. I don't know that everyone knew that if because you throw a flag on a non-reviewable play that you can't have the play reviewed now. on a touchdown. I think that's kind of a that's an unintended consequence maybe of that rule, because I don't know that they still want to have a bad play that's not a play count as a play. So I assume it would just be a 15-yard penalty from the spot once they decide if it was a touchdown or not.
You're hoping that sounds like that rule is going to get changed.
Well, it should. I don't see how that makes – yeah, it's a penalty. The coach makes a mistake, fine, so be it. But still, it's because it's a play that's going to be over, that's going to be looked at anyway. The flag had nothing to do with is the play being looked at or not. Since the rule on turnovers and touchdowns are it's 100% needs to be looked at, then to me, yeah, I think it should be looked at. If it's not a touchdown, they shouldn't get one, and then the penalty should come on top of that. So, I agree with that all the way.
Anything else? Thanks,
Coach. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.